KBND Radio News Time is 12:05. Good afternoon. It's Tuesday. Welcome to the news. I'm Dave Jarvis. Let's go to the newsroom. Here's Kelly Blyer.
Thanks, Dave. Bend police have not yet released the name of a 16-year-old Bend boy who was killed after being hit by a truck while riding his bicycle last night around 7 o'clock. Police say he was riding on Reed Market Road with his friend near Pettigrew Road when a pickup truck and trailer struck him. Sergeant Dan Ritchie with the Bend Police Department has more details.
The male juvenile, along with another male juvenile, were riding their bicycles traveling east on Reed Market on the north side of the road. A vehicle traveling west on Reed Market, pulling a utility trailer, applied his brakes as a vehicle in front of him was slowing down to make a turn onto Pettigrew. That vehicle lost control and impacted a rock fence, crashing into the 16-year-old juvenile.
The 16-year-old cyclist was pronounced dead at the scene of the accident. His friend says he just barely escaped getting hit, too. Police are still investigating the accident today. Nearby neighbors in the Southeast Bend neighborhood are fed up with all the crashes in their area. Kristen Thomas talked with our news partner, News Channel 21, shortly after the accident last night.
Now a child is killed.
Another one.
Another one. We have pulled people out of cars at this intersection time after time from wrecks.
Thomas says she can't count how many times cars have plowed through her neighbor's fence, which faces the dangerous intersection. Oregon Congressman David Wu has announced his resignation. 1110 KBND's Brad Ford reports.
Oregon Congressman David Wu faced an ethics investigation over accusations he had a sexual encounter with the 18-year-old daughter of a campaign donor. Wu had said whatever occurred was consensual. Wu says the well-being of his children should come first, so he'll resign after Congress resolves the debate over the debt ceiling. Wu has been in office for seven terms. In 2004, he won despite acknowledging a decades-old college incident in which he tried to force a former girlfriend to have sex. Voters said they disliked an opponent's attempt to use that against Wu as part of a political campaign. In Portland, Brad Ford, 1110 KBND Radio News.
And plenty of posturing, but still no agreement between the two sides on the debt ceiling. State Senator Chris Telfer says she saw U.S. Congressman Greg Walden of Oregon over the weekend and asked him what he expects will play out.
He felt that there would be a solution this week and that it would be coming from the Hill and not the president, but that they are going to be working on that. And, you know, the second piece, this past session here in the state of Oregon, I, for one, threw all partisan aside and said what's best for the state, and we did a lot of working together, a lot of compromising.
Currently, there are no formal talks scheduled between the two sides at the White House today. For more details on these stories, you can go to kbnd.com. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.